Is that the black Santa Claus?
I want a Super Nintendo. Sega Genesis. Street Fighter 2.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up, up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting down the block. But be careful for the hawk because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford. The young and old churches see spiritual dreams, seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus sprinkled the hood. Now we born and live into a new year, a better thing. Celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha.
Santa Claus.
On the first day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything and it wasn't up a game to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound. I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas days. Dismiss a fat man jolly with joy down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Run to the window, put my eyes to the sky to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my house is mine. My bike that and this plastic nine to do fine till next year come. I try to see the same thing, they got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot. Cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your peoples? Wear wishes, give a toast by the tree, it's Merry
Santa
Christmas.
Claus.
Don't get too close because you might get shot.
This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. It is the last episode of the semester of Time and a Half with Brother Charles. With me, Brother Charles. Thank you for rocking with me all semester. You are very much appreciated. And for those of you who are interested, I like money for Christmas this year. I accept checks, Cash App, Venmo. And just cold hard cash if you got it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a very interesting year. 2017 had a lot of downs, but more so a lot of ups. You know what I'm saying? And this year, I just think it's going to be good to be around the folks. Christmas, when you're 21, you're not really expecting to have a whole bunch of gifts underneath the tree. I think especially college students are just glad to get off of campus and not have to deal with overlooming assignments, if you know what I'm saying. Because I remember back in the day, man, my folks used to go all out. We would come down and our tree was in, quote unquote, our dining room, but it was more so like a piano room because we never ate in there. But that was more like a status thing, like we got a dining room. But we would come in and there would be gifts oozing out the room. So you had to like step over stuff in order to get to your presence. And it would take a calm hour for us to really open everything. but as we got older, it seems as though the quantity of gifts started to decrease a little bit. But the quality was always there, man. Christmas, it's not my favorite holiday, but it's definitely always put me in a pretty good mood. So it's good to have the holiday season looming up. It's always good music, and that's going to be the theme for today. This is the holiday episode. I'm just going to reminisce, go down memory lane, and let y'all rock out with some of the good tunes that I used to hear growing up as soon as December 1st hit, man. It was just something about Christmas that always just put me in kind of like this wild mood. And I've been in just a very good space lately. I'm blessed to be mentally and emotionally sound. This semester has not in any way, shape, or form put me in a detrimental space like last year did. And I'm very thankful for that. So I'm going to keep it rocking, man. It's all good vibes. This is my last show of the semester. I'm hoping to get a Friday spot next semester, so look out for that. Also, this episode, as always, is brought to you by Styles by Val and Cuts by Trey. Might want to go ahead and slide over to Souls 220 one time before y'all touch back down. Tracy will definitely have your face looking right, fellas. And a lot of my sisters, once again, I know y'all stressed, but your edges still need to be intact before you go home. So holla at Val with all your twists, crochet, and braid needs. Also, special service announcement. If you think that studying intensely for a final exam or spending a lot of time on a paper, this is for my college students, if you think that is an excuse not for you to bathe, you weren't raised right. I already had a conversation. I put this out there a couple weeks ago, and I'll reiterate. You might take an L on your exam. You might take an L on that paper, but you will take a shower. I think that the library is a public space, and it is disrespectful for individuals to think that because they're a little stressed out, that they need to skip showers. Well, guess what? You stink. You stink. Go take a shower, come back, and then we can talk about what you need to accomplish. But Lord Jesus, there is no reason why I should step into Skillman Library on my campus and be stolen in the nostrils. A stench just punches me in my nose as soon as I step through the door. And some people be stinking so bad, they be leaving, but their stench will stay. That don't make no sense. How you stink so bad that your stink got its own mind? Like, nah, you go ahead. I'll stay behind. Like, bruh, please. I'm going to start carrying a bottle of Febreze, and if I spray it by you, you decipher that for yourself. Interpret that on your own time. But I'm going to stop rapping. I'm going to go ahead and get to this music. We're going to start off with an oldie but a goodie. This is The Mistletoe Jam by none other than Mr. Luther Vandross.
Girl, come on over here and get under this mistletoe with me.
I'm not getting under that mistletoe with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to act when you get under there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
The last time I got under that thing with you.
What happened?
The last time I got under there with you, I had twins.
Ooh. Tell it all. I sure like to party deep into the night. I sure love the music. It sounds so nice. But was it my imagination? When I heard the song, I heard the DJ played this one jam that makes you wanna kiss somebody. Is it the mistletoe jam?
To party all night, yeah, and dance to the
We're back on time and a half. Another thing about the holidays that you see a lot is when you enter into a store, you know, to get that ham, even though you're not supposed to be eating swine, that's a whole nother conversation. You know, get ready for the Christmas meal. You might see, you know, brother or sister out here ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, like, God bless you. God bless you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Donate to the Salvation Army. Let's talk about the Salvation Army for a second, because it wouldn't be a time and a half episode if I didn't learn you one thing or two. The Salvation Army is a very problematic organization that for a long time has been connected to either corrupt top executives who are actually gaining revenue from a lot of the donations that you see. And they're also a very prevalent anti-gay organization because it is rooted in the Protestant, I think the Protestant or the Presbyterian Church. And a lot of what they do is based off creating donations to house individuals, but they're very adamant on the individuals that they house not being a member of the LGBTQ community. And my main thing is, if you're going to provide a service where you're taking care of individuals who are less fortunate, why is their sexuality in any way, shape, or form relevant? You know, hungry is hungry, destitute is destitute. And I just find it quite problematic because a lot of people hijack people's generosity just to push their own political views subtly, very subtly. Because when you walk up to the Salvation Army bucket, you're not about to ask. Well, some people do. My mother's very adamant about sometimes grilling the brothers and sisters she gives money to. But in all honesty, there's nothing wrong with that. If I'm giving you this blessing, sometimes it's all right to wonder what position that you are, what position you're in, where your headspace and where you are mentally and emotionally. And I feel like I'm even more justified in bestowing this blessing now that I know that you're going to utilize it in a way that's going to give God glory. And when it comes to organizations like the Salvation Army or like Red Cross, FEMA, stuff like that, organizations who have this kind of overlooming monopoly on providing services for people in need. But when we look even deeper, we recognize that most of the funds that are being donated aren't going to the people in need. It's either being pocketed or it's being exploited in a way that leaves people still destitute. Like, why isn't FEMA spearheading giving funds to Puerto Rico right now? And if you look at the meals that they're providing to Puerto Rico, they're sending over like bags of Cheez-Its, Airheads, and juice boxes. Like, you can literally Google this right now and look at the FEMA meals for Puerto Rico. These people are getting unhealthy lunch snacks in order to survive. Can you imagine giving somebody an Airhead for sustenance? Like, what's wrong? Like, there's a big problem with that. In this country, man, it's very frustrating, especially during the holiday season, where for whatever reason, once a year, we are all like, all right, we got to look out for these homeless folks. It's terrible to be homeless during the holiday season. So let's gung-ho. But then, like, from January to November, all right, we good. So I don't know, man. It's just very disappointing because I know that a lot of people look at the Salvation Army as this wonderful organization, but it has a very big history of being LGBT, of anti-LGBT. That's just something got to put you on game, you know? But we're going to keep it rocking. This time and a half from Brother Charles, where we drop the reel, and we play that reel. And coming up is an oldie, but a goodie. This is a classic. If you don't know it, now you know it. This is This Christmas by Mr. Donny Hathaway.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do.
Christmas. Shake a hand now. Wish your brother Merry Christmas.
Nah, I can hit that joint like that. It's time and a half for Brother Charles. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I got another little tidbit about Christmas. I saw my mother is on the Facebook Live tuning in, as she always does. My biggest fan. One thing that's, I think, one of the worst things about Christmas is trying to find out what you're going to get your mama for Christmas, because, you know, my mama deserves the whole universe, couple stars, moons, all that. But I can probably afford like half a piece of pocket lint and a shoelace. So that's going to be difficult. We're going to have to find a happy medium, ma. A funny story, when it comes to gift giving, I like to think that I'm a good gift giver, especially based on my budget. And I remember one time for her birthday, I went all out, got her the Michael Kors bag, you know, and inside the Michael Kors bag was like a nice little sapphire set of a necklace and earrings that she still wears to this day. And I got her a purse, and then inside the purse was a clutch. See, y'all out here writing your mom's handwritten cards or whatever. We balling out in the Evans household. At least I thought I was. And then here come Papa Doc with a little expensive Givenchy bag. That kind of trumped my whole gift. Was I saucy? Yes. But it's always been a theme in the Evans household to cherish and appreciate my mother, simply because without her, there is no us. And she definitely will be appreciated this holiday season, as she always is. But one thing my mother hates is when people call Christmas Xmas, or like they write out Xmas. And I always was just interested in why and where that came from, because, you know, a lot of people think that saying Xmas originally was an example of taking Christ out of Christmas. So people like keep the Christ in Christmas, so like write the whole thing out. But originally, Xmas was in reverence of Christ, because a lot of people don't know that in the Greek, the language of the New Testament, the word Christos, Christ, begins with the letter X, or Chi. So like in the Greek, like the letter X is Chi. So what people would do was they would back would abbreviate the full word of Christ with just having the letter X. So a lot of people don't know that Christmas is an abbreviation of Christ's Mass. So if I'm just putting X in to represent Christ and then MAS, like I'm basically saying Christmas. Just a little tidbit, you know. So the next time your mother's like, oh, I just don't like saying that, it vexes my spirit, you can just kind of break it down for her. I don't know, it's just a wonderful time of year, man. I'm excited. I'm only at one final. I'm trying to be out of here by Tuesday. If anybody listening on campus and is out of here on the 12th, please let your boy get a ride, because I'm not trying to be here the second after I finish my final. Shout out Professor Peleg for giving me an extension on that paper. Finesse that junk, 15 pager. God is good. That was my Christmas gift to myself, and it was free. Amen. I just keep thinking about how the Lord has definitely kept me this whole year and has just gifted me with a lot of dope experiences. Brought some dope people into my life. I made some good connections. Wouldn't necessarily say I made a lot of mistakes, but I definitely have gone through some situations that I feel I came out better as a result of going through them, but at the time were definitely uncomfortable. And I think the holiday season is always just a really good time to reflect, because the holiday season, at least in my context, Christmas does come at the end of the year. And when you think about how far you've come from the start of the year to the end of it, when you think about what you've accomplished, when you think about what you conquered, what you think about what you're still going through, it kind of just puts you in a space of appreciation, simply because you're constantly reminded that you are never going to stay the same. And if you feel like you're in a space that's stagnant, or if you feel like you're in a space where you're kind of stuck in a certain position, you have to recognize that the Lord's not going to keep you there for long. Give yourself the gift of self-recognition, because sometimes we get too stuck on what's going on around us instead of just recognizing who we are to ourselves versus who we are to other people. Like, we're all sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, all of that, but at the same time, we are who we are to ourselves, and we owe that appreciation to ourselves too. You did your thing this year. Celebrate yourself, you know? And let me help you here on Time and a Half. We got some of this new crank from Drum, one of my favorite artists. It's called Happy Holiday. And then the next up, we'll have the Christmas song. Some of that 2017 flavor to add to your holiday playlist. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, man. One of my favorite things to do is to give y'all this crank. This is Drum, number one, Happy Holiday.
Oh, sweet, you touch my heart. I want to touch your body too. So won't you let me come and do everything you desire? 'Cause when it's cold outside, baby, you light my fire. 'Cause I'll be making
love this Christmas, love. Love this Christmas. Making love this Christmas. Love this Christmas. Love this Christmas.
You.
Just a fact. Everyday life is a gift. Every day that you're here is another day that you have to be thankful for. But being that it is like little ones. They're what's that ruckus? They know that you're, they know that you're in cahoots with that man. You might be rapping their gifts, but they're thinking, that's Santa on his way, and he's loaded toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy, see if reindeer really know how to fly, fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase from kids to 1 to 92.
To you, you're listening to Time and a Half. I was gone for a while, but now I'm back. I'm doing my thing on this mic. When I'm in the zone, I'm feeling alright. It's great that I've been able to bless y'all each Wednesday at 5. Got a couple more songs and I'ma leave y'all. So Merry Christmas to you. Woo! Y'all ain't know I had the pipes like that, you know? Yeah, a couple more songs, y'all. It's definitely been a pleasure, man. Been banging out these papers. I'm about to go see my homegirls play for the girls' basketball game. I'm seeing my freshman homies and homegirls do their thing. They got one semester under their belt. Very proud of my baby posse, you know? I got 3 semesters to go before I graduate college. Whew. Lafayette did not play any games, and I did not play any games with them. But I'm definitely so appreciative of just the amount of lessons that I've learned in my time here. They say college ain't for everybody, and everybody ain't for college, but college was definitely for me. And the lessons that I learned while I've been here, man, that's something that I'm going to take with me forever. There's just so many people that have been integral in my growth here. There are so many people that have been integral with my growth throughout my life that I'm really starting to appreciate more and more as I get older and I mature. But before I go, I'll be doing you all a disservice if I don't really talk about the true essence of what Christmas really is and what it is to me. Christmas is one of the most sacred holidays, in my opinion, simply because it celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, who came to this earth with one mission in mind, and that was to die on the cross for our sins. And I'm eternally grateful for probably the best gift that has ever, for the best gift, no probably, the best gift that has ever been bestowed upon me. He truly is the reason for the season, man, and I'm thankful for that in more ways than one. Yeah, I'm thankful for that in more ways than one. This is Jesus is the Reason for the Season by Kirk Franklin and the family.
Son of a- Christmas. Time.
This episode is dedicated to the folk who still be waiting for their parents to buy them pajamas and give them to them on Christmas Eve. Because in all actuality, that's low-key the only time you get pajamas. And am I still rocking the Jones from last year and 2 years ago? That is correct, sir. It's about 5:51. I got 10 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and let this joint rock out. Signing off for one last time this semester. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I appreciate y'all for always tuning in, always showing love. We going bigger and better next semester. I feel like I've really done my thing this semester, y'all. I'm in a very good space. I feel the growth. I know the growth. I see the growth. And I hope you all can say the same about yourselves, man. Always growing, always better. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and I thank you once again for rocking with me. These last few tracks will sound quite familiar. This is Happy Holidays to You by The Whispers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season is love. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother, we wish to wish happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays
to you. And for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy mission to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to your son. Happy holidays to you. Strength we need, love is to share with you. Peace is to be with everyone. Hey, 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 happy
I couldn't leave y'all. Happy holidays. One last classic. Just wanted to say happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and all that good stuff. You know what I used to hate was when people would say happy Ramadan in collection with that, as if Ramadan is during the winter time. Ramadan is definitely in the spring, y'all. Educate yourself, uncultured. Thank you very much. But yeah, man, enjoy your holiday. If you don't celebrate none of those things, just enjoy the break. It's not gonna snow anytime soon because global warming is quite real. So enjoy the nice fall / spring weather. and just enjoy yourselves, man. It's gonna be dope. A good time to just sit back, relax, and reflect. Y'all be blessed going into the new year. This is Silent Night by The Temptations, and I'll see y'all next semester. Sorry about that, y'all. That was the wrong version. I don't know what that was going on with that one. We're going to run that back one time.
Okay, Google, can you play this?
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Thank you. what I say.